Welcome to the Ripple Tank, where we explore the ideas, research, and stories that shape the way we teach and learn. In our last episode, we introduced the idea of meaningful recognition in the classroom, how it shapes student motivation, engagement, and long-term success. Today, we take a deep dive into the research behind recognition. What does the literature say about its effectiveness? What are the mechanisms through which recognition influences learning? And what conditions make it most impactful? By examining these studies, we can move beyond intuition and anecdote, grounding our understanding in well-established psychological and educational research. The foundation for much of this discussion lies in the work of Edward Deci and Richard Ryan, whose self-determination theory, SDT, has become one of the most influential frameworks for understanding human motivation by Deci and Ryan in 1985. Their research argues that motivation is primarily driven by three psychological needs: autonomy, competence, and relatedness. Recognition, when applied effectively, strengthens two of these key drivers, competence and relatedness, by affirming students' abilities and reinforcing their sense of belonging within the classroom. Deci and Ryan found that recognition, when informational in nature rather than controlling, bolsters intrinsic motivation, leading to deeper engagement and greater persistence in learning tasks. Research by Bliven and Jungbauer in 2021 in the Journal of Competency-Based Education provides empirical evidence for these claims, examining how recognition affects student retention and success within competency-based learning models. Their study found that students who received structured recognition for their achievements demonstrated significantly higher persistence rates, up by 10.9% overall, with an even more pronounced 20.23% increase among those in the lower quartile of academic performance. These findings suggest that recognition is particularly powerful for students who may otherwise disengage from the learning process. However, not all recognition is beneficial. Carol Dweck's research published in 2006 on motivation and the growth mindset warns against forms of praise that emphasize innate ability rather than effort. In her studies, students who were praised for intelligence rather than effort became more risk-averse and displayed lower resilience when faced with challenges. When students believe that success is due to a fixed trait rather than effort, they may avoid situations where they might fail, limiting their learning potential. Dweck's work suggests that for recognition to be effective, it must reinforce the idea that effort and strategy lead to success, rather than reinforcing static labels like smart or gifted. The behavioral perspective also provides insight into how recognition influences learning. B.F. Skinner's theory of operant conditioning, back in 1953, suggests that positive reinforcement strengthens behaviors by increasing the likelihood of their repetition. Applied to education, this means that when students receive meaningful recognition for effort and improvement, they are more likely to persist in similar behaviors. This principle has been tested in multiple educational studies, including a meta-analysis published in Frontiers in Psychology in 2022, which examined the impact of various forms of reinforcement on student engagement. The analysis found that recognition, when tied to specific behaviors rather than general praise, was consistently linked to increased engagement and participation in learning activities. 20 years after their most influential work was published, Gagné and Deci further explored how recognition interacts with work motivation in educational and professional settings. Their research, published in the Journal of Organizational Behavior, found that when individuals perceive recognition as authentic and competence-enhancing, it supports intrinsic motivation. However, when recognition is perceived as controlling or manipulative, it can undermine autonomy and lead to decreased motivation over time. Their findings underscore the importance of how recognition is framed, whether it genuinely affirms effort or is used as a tool for compliance. An important area of study is the social function of recognition, particularly its role in classroom culture. Hale in 2017 examined teacher recognition and its impact on school culture in a study at California State University, San Bernardino. The findings revealed that environments where teachers received consistent recognition for their work saw improved morale, stronger professional relationships, and greater commitment to student success. This has direct implications for student recognition as well. If educators themselves thrive in environments of appreciation, it follows that students will respond similarly. While recognition is a powerful tool, it must be implemented carefully. Research suggests that effective recognition follows key principles. It must be specific, linking directly to effort or improvement, rather than vague praise. It must be sincere, avoiding overuse that can diminish its impact. It should be immediate, reinforcing learning in real time. And it should encourage a growth mindset, reinforcing perseverance and strategy, rather than fixed traits. Studies by Tan and Hugh, 2016, highlight the effectiveness of these principles in blended learning environments, where students who received tailored recognition for effort showed significantly higher levels of engagement and academic performance. Taken together, this body of research presents a compelling case for the thoughtful application of recognition in education. It is not simply about making students feel good. It is about reinforcing behaviors that lead to deeper learning, strengthening intrinsic motivation, and fostering a culture of persistence. Recognition, when implemented correctly, serves as a catalyst for academic and personal growth, helping students build confidence in their abilities while maintaining the curiosity and resilience needed for lifelong learning. In our next episode, we will move from theory to practice by examining case studies of real classrooms where meaningful recognition has transformed learning environments. We will hear from educators who have implemented effective recognition strategies, analyze the specific approaches they have used, and explore the tangible outcomes they have observed. If today's episode provided the why behind recognition, the next episode will focus on the how. Join us as we explore real-world applications of research-backed strategies for creating a culture of meaningful recognition in education. Until then, keep learning, keep reflecting, and keep creating ripples.